This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
How are you, Ben?
I'm very well, Frank. How are you?
I'm very good.
Are you right with the buttons there? Oh, are you right there with the buttons?
Yes, I'm fine.
Do you remember
now
how to do it?
Slightly. I just can't hear myself, but that's all right.
Yeah. So,
how you been?
I've been.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Welcome back to Gay Radio.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yes, you've been away. You've had a little trip abroad.
I have, yeah. I'm going to talk a little bit about
okay,
it as well.
We'll talk about that a bit later. We've got a fun-packed show full of nothing.
As usual.
We have to work out what we're going to say, don't we?
We do. And we've just kicked off the show.
We've kicked it well and truly out of the ballpark.
Really?
Oh, well, that's what you're supposed to say. Well, we can't say we're well and truly mediocre this evening. Welcome to an average week.
We've hit our mediocre peak.
We have, haven't we?
We have.
I think I hit mediocre a long time ago.
Did you?
Mm.
That's interesting.
But you know, there is something very nice about mediocre.
Nice.
Something comforting.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Because you know when you meet someone who's over the who's not mediocre.
Yeah.
Sometimes you meet a few, sometimes you might meet a rainbow out and about and they're, you know, real A-grade rainbow. And then, like, you start talking to them and you go, ooh. And then after a while, it's a bit like diabetes. Gay beaties. You know, like gay beaties?
No, I don't.
Have you ever had gay beaties?
No.
Like when you... You've just had so much gay that after a while, the gayer
it's
they
just
get,
syrupy
they
sweet.
Just make you sick. You know how they just really make you sick. And then you go, oh, I'm just aching for something mediocre.
You need a little,
a bit average.
A little pill or something.
Because when you meet, if you've got gay beaties, what happens is you feel really ill if you meet one, if you meet a rainbow, and then they have to upsell what they do.
Oh, really? Have you met a couple?
Yeah, like, you know, when you go, what do you do? And they go, oh, I work at retail. And you go, oh, okay. Like, they couldn't say, I'm just a checkout chick. You know what I mean? Like, they have to upsell.
Well, you know. I think everyone's been guilty of that. Upselling.
Have you?
Sometimes.
No, honey, that's the wrong message. You've got to undersell.
Do you undersell?
Yes, you sell.
And then it's a surprise.
It's a surprise. You know, like what happens is they go, can you cook a lasagna? You go, I cook a shit lasagna.
And then you serve
and they go, you just blow their mind. Do you know what I mean? That's the look you want.
But a funny, weird, bizarre thing happened to me.
That's upselling.
But it was. am I going to have commentary?
You're pretending that this is going to be a very interesting story.
I am. It might be to some.
You know that I won't be impressed. Okay, go tell me.
Well, I was standing in the street with a map in my hand of Milan. So I was in Milan, freezing cold.
Yes.
And someone walks by.
And farted.
No.
Because you know they don't do that there.
Well, it is Milan.
Do they do Le Fluff?
They do.
No, that's Paris.
It's a Prada Fluff.
Proud of Fluff.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, I was standing in front of Prada.
Yes.
Or one of those stores.
Yes.
And this guy walks by and he goes, oh, an Australian accent. And I said, yes.
They're everywhere.
You're Australian, aren't you? But I think he was a Scot.
Oh. How did you know it was Scottish?
Well, the more he kept talking, I was trying to identify his accent.
Did his breath smell like haggis?
I didn't get that close.
And his breath smelled like the stomach of a goat, he's Scottish.
He had a hoodie on. So he was.
A lot of Scottish people have hoodies.
Really?
Apparently. But I have seen under a few kilts myself.
Not the hoodie that I'm talking
about. Yeah, they're the gorgeous ones.
Anyway, this all happened in the space of like 2 minutes.
It happens very fast when it happens, yes.
But I'm still kind of reeling about it because it was a very strange interchange. Because the moment he identified our accent, he started talking about, oh, the Melbourne Cup, because we said we were from Melbourne.
Yes.
Oh, I've been in the Melbourne Cup and I've got a horse that runs in the Melbourne Cup. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, my God.
He was carrying a Swarovski bag.
Really?
And he was actually impeccably dressed. He was quite,
It wasn't Bart Cummings.
No. He did have a physique.
Oh, it's not of a jockey. Oh, it was a jockey.
No, he wasn't short, but he had that physique, very thin.
Did he weigh about 49 kilos?
I don't know. I didn't weigh him, Benny. Anyway, he was saying he got onto about the horses and the Melbourne Cup and rah-rah-rah. So we were talking and walking.
You walked with him?
We walked with him because he kind of kept talking and I was like, okay,
was he beige?
Yes, he may have been.
Was he Ranger?
Well, let me finish the story.
Was it Ranger?
Because he said...
Sounds like a Ranger.
It wasn't Ranger.
They love a conversation. Because no one ever talks to them.
Well, he talked to me.
Yes, well, you're...
What?
Like, you're the Italian version of Ranger.
Thanks. And anyway, he was... He started talking about Melbourne Cup.
Yep.
Then he got on to... Posh and Becks. He goes, you know Posh and Becks, don't you? Okay,
They're from Melbourne.
No. He goes, I was just with Posh and Becks and I don't like the paparazzi, so I had to flee. And that's why I've got my hoodie on. And I'm thinking...
You were talking to Nicole Kidman.
No. It was a guy.
You were talking to Nicole Kidman. You know that was a pillow she was wearing.
And then at that point I thought, oh, I don't know if you're talking crap or not.
Who are you?
So he still had his hoodie on because he was still sort of hiding from the paps, apparently. And I'm going, he goes, you know who I am, don't you? I said, no. He goes, Simple Minds.
Simple Minds?
I said, yeah, Jim Kerr. He goes, no, not Jim Kerr. I'm the bass player.
Wayne.
I'm thinking the bass player. Who knows the bass player?
His brother Wayne.
Wayne Kerr.
He was red. Was it Simply Red?
No, Simple Minds. But you know what?
I said, okay, now
I've got to go.
Did you leave him standing there?
I did, because I thought, this guy's a weirdo. And
how gorgeous.
And I just left. And then I ran into the first CD shop I could find. And I picked up a Simple Minds CD.
And was it him?
I think it was him.
You should have turned around and said, but do you know who I am? I'm Frank Latte.
And he would have gone, who?
He would have gone, who?
Hey, Benny, we've got messages, yes?
We have. Trevor from North Fitzroy just sent in a message. He said, oh, we've been hanging out for the two fat lattes. Frank's been to Milano. Benny's fat latte's done what? Not beige, we hope. No, I haven't done any beige.
What have you been doing? Let me hear your Christmas New Year story.
Benny's been making polyester tracksuits for Melbourne. If I don't stay here and sew up some tracksuits for you bloody people, who will?
It'll collapse the tracksuit market.
The economy of this state would come to a grinding halt.
I think it would. What would people wear?
I had to make sure the press studs were put in properly, that those polyester cords that hold them up are intact.
You know, with tracky dacks,
yes.
I find that the elastic goes very quickly.
You should stop eating.
No, but it kind of deforms.
Does it?
It kind of stretches. It's almost like gum. Can you tell me about that?
You're paying way too much for your tracksuit. You know, I met one of our operatives over the holidays.
Did he or she give you a number?
I met Clinton.
Oh, he gave you a name.
But I've actually renamed it.
What?
He's our operative, Clinique. I call him Clinny, but now I call him Clinique.
Okay.
And we went out.
Is he happy with that?
We went out for dinner.
Yeah.
And I brought him to the north side to just show him where his work's really needed. And I gave him a little MasterCard, like a little card.
What, to get into the north side?
He's a frequent glitter flyer. So now when he's in a very beige situation, he swipes his glitter card because then he knows he's doing work.
Where does he swipe it? Like what kind of situation? Am I asking the most inappropriate question here?
Oh, you're stupid. Of course, you swipe it where it's needed most. You know, if you see something wanton, you swipe it.
Okay.
But he does a lot of good work.
Does he?
Clinton, yes.
Is he like the UN?
He's like the UN with a ponytail. So, yes, we went out and we had a... But that was nice. It was nice meeting an operative. And, you know...
Any more operatives? Are you meeting one per week or something?
That's my game for 2010.
Really?
Yeah.
Just to meet a...
Just to make sure they're on track.
A latte operative every week.
I'm like Princess Diana.
Are you?
Yes. I go out into the minefield.
Oh, do you?
And
you
I...
You don't wear any armour. She didn't.
No. I just wear very high-waisted jeans.
Benny.
Frank.
You were going to tell me something earlier, which you neglected to mention.
I was going to tell you that Jennifer Love Hewitt has put a crystal in her vava.
Why would she go and do that?
Who knows? I think she had a headache. And she thought by putting a Swarovski.
Oh, is it a Swarovski?
I think it is. It's a pink Swarovski. I don't know why she picked a pink one. She'll never find it again. Will she?
Depends on where it is, of course.
It's in the Vava General.
I don't know if Jennifer Love Hewitt is so straight-laced that I would never imagine her putting a Swarovski jewel in her bits downstairs.
Her bibia. I don't know what the crystal does. I'm sure it still smells like a prawn. Yeah.
Does it actually say the reason why? Is it because she's...
Who cares?
Depressed.
All I need to visualise is her sitting on a 12-carat bibia ring.
Don't do that.
Hey, while you're in Italy, did you see that the Pope got... Did you see him...
Yes.
Did he roll down the stairs?
No, he got tugged on his...
Someone tugged him down.
Yeah, you know those little, what are they things that they put around your neck and it's got...
Draw cords.
Those draw cords, but yes. They're fabric.
Oh.
He got pulled on that.
His sash.
His sash.
Did someone pull his sash?
That woman, that one that jumped the hurdle to get him.
Oh.
You know, while
did she jump over?
She jumped over this little barrier.
I would love to see the footage.
Well, he came crashing down.
Did it?
She pulled his sash. And he fell on top of her.
Did his dress come rolling up around his waist?
Well, you didn't see that bit.
Oh, that's what you want to see.
He was sort of at 90 degrees. And
I want to see Pope Bush. Do they talk about Pope a lot in Italy?
Oh, yes.
Do they?
They do.
You know, I think the Pope should change his look. He needs an update.
Really? What kind of look? We're saying no more Prada shoes.
The red slippers.
Yeah.
Well, no, he can keep the red slippers, but I think he needs to update his look a bit.
What do you think? So no more red, white gowns?
No, he can keep white. I reckon he should wear like skin-tight white jeans. And maybe a yellow tank top.
Do you think?
Because he loves yellow and white.
So yellow, white and red. Do you think that would be a...
Yeah. I reckon what he should do... And then, like, what he could do is, like, wear really, really tight... Because then he would attract young people.
Do you think so?
Like little hipster jeans, very tight.
Oh, so down... And he could show his undies as well.
Then you could show... He could show off his moose knuckle. Did you receive any memos lately? I miss...
You've been writing them?
I miss the memo that says that you have to put product in your hair and then stand under one of those hand dryers and blow all your hair in one direction.
Oh.
Did you miss that one?
That memo was a couple of years back.
I've also...
Is that happening again?
Yeah, that memo's come back. There's also the memo... Oh, well, you know there was the memo about you wearing your underpants on the outside.
No, I missed that one too. Oh, from outside your pants.
Yeah, well, that's an old one now.
Right.
What's the other memo? I think there's a memo... I think there's a new memo about wearing watermelon.
As in the colour.
Or coral. I know there was a meme about lime recently.
Really? I don't know where you're receiving these memes
from. Go out and you watch.
Really?
And then you see that everyone's wearing the same thing and then you think, how come I didn't wear that?
How come I wasn't told?
How come I wasn't told about that?
Now that you've been out to the Railway Hotel.
Yes.
Are you telling me that lots of memes were had on that day? Doing a visual sort of checklist?
I did a little checklist.
Did you?
I have to say, I was...
What's happening out in the fashion world of gay society?
Well, I look towards my gay fashion beacon, mm-hmm. which is Nicholas.
Right, okay.
You know Nicholas, he's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know that one?
Yes.
Remember Nicholas, he sent in a message to the Homo Helpline and he'd met someone on the train, he met that Italian person.
I think I do.
And we told him not to feed it.
Oh, that's right, yes.
I met Nicholas at the pub and we had a bit of a drink and I asked him how did he go and you know what?
What?
He fed it.
Well, he did indicate that he was doing it that night.
He fed the Italian and guess what happened?
He left.
The Italian wanted to stay.
Oh, I thought he'd left.
And I said, sweet. I said, you know, I told you, when you've got an Italian in your house, you know, the ones that you import, not the ones that, the local ones, they're okay because they've got their mum's house to go to. They're always going to go back to their mums to sleep.
Oh, okay.
But the one, the imported ones, they've got nowhere to go.
So, yeah. You give it a bit
so
of home.
So the moment you give it a sandwich, it's like it's going to be like a possum that's addicted to sugar. You know those... Yeah, that look. Anyway, so he was telling us that, you know, he wanted a passport. But Nicholas has like these gigantic glasses.
Right.
They're really, it's like looking into an office, it's like an office block.
What do you mean?
They are the biggest glasses
what,
in the
big
world.
Big and round?
Big
are
and
they round?
Square.
They're big square
big
glasses?
Big square with mirrored, and it's like, it's just too full on to look at because all you see is your own reflection. And I've never had a conversation with me.
Oh, wow.
It's like that song, I've been to paradise, but never been to me.
Yeah.
I've had a chat with Nick, but all I saw was me.
Dramatic Twins. And Feeling Kind of Strange from 2002.
It's a bit strange being back.
Here?
Yes.
It's very quiet.
Isn't it quiet? It's gorgeous in the mornings driving to work.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
I love it.
You can get to work in no
it's
time.
It's so Perth. I love when Melbourne's Perth.
It only happens
in
January.
Can everyone just stay away for a couple of months?
No, it'll happen and it'll go right up to Australia
you
Day.
Know, no, you know what happens?
What?
When the beige have to bring the drabs to school.
Yeah, it's after Australia Day.
It's when the piglets have to go back. Because they can't let them, they have to like drive out in herds because they can't leave them go on their own. Have you noticed? In the 70s, we used to walk to school.
I used to ride my bike.
You rode your bike on the road.
I did live in the country.
You, girl, were living on the edge.
Yeah, only from Form 4, otherwise before that I couldn't.
Didn't your mother care where you went?
She did. It was like pulling teeth to get a bike.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you weren't...
Couldn't get my racer.
In Form 4?
Yeah, year 10, man.
Oh, I thought you were like 8.
No.
What did you do? No, I'm talking about when you were 8.
When I was 8, I walked.
When you were 8, you walked.
Well, I lived in a country town.
Yeah, that's my point.
Oh, okay.
Like you can't, people now don't do that.
Even like to go up the road, it wasn't far.
People take their 21-year-olds to university.
They drive them to uni.
They do.
Can't they drive themselves?
No. We've turned into a population of like imbeciles. The other night, near my house, there's a tram stop,
mm-hmm.
and I was walking past, and there was a man, he sort of nodded off to sleep. I think he was
on
asleep.
The tram?
No, on the bus stop.
On the park bench.
And he had his leg kind of... He had his leg folded over the other leg.
Uh-huh.
But he had, like, very short shorts on.
Uh-huh.
And he had one of the kidneys was hanging out. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, dear.
I said, look.
Did you take a quick glance and then look away?
I had a little look, but it was kind of unfortunate because it's kind of like baking in the sun. So he's going to have one brown one and one white one. It was very top deck.
Oh.
It was like a Guilan chocolate.
We've had messages, Benny.
We have a couple of messages. We had a hello from the gorgeous Bobby. He says, hi, darlings. I'm thinking of coming out at work. How do I announce it without making a big deal? I no longer desire to be thought of as beige. And that's from Bobby.
Well, Bobby, I think you should just drop it into conversation. If you don't want to make a big deal out of it.
So what would you say?
Well, just say...
Would you like a coffee and some cock?
You could do it that way, but if we want to keep it, you know, a little bit more covert, we could say my partner and I decided to go out to a nightclub the other night, or my partner and I, or you could say he or she.
See, right now I'm going to reach over
and punch, smack me
and punch you in the temple.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Because you're saying, you know what message you just sent out.
Well,
then?
I'm assuming partner, but she may not have, or he may not have a partner.
You just said basically that you come out when you've got a partner.
No, I didn't mean that at all. I'm just trying to drop it into
conversation. What about me? It isn't.
It's always about you.
No, it's about being fabulous. You don't have to have a partner to be fabulous.
I didn't say that. I'm just
sounded like
I'm just saying that you can sort of drop in the girlfriend boyfriend thing as an indicator.
Yes, you can.
And that kind of doesn't rock the boat too much.
Oh, I see where you're coming from.
In conversation.
You use the boyfriend as a lever, like to sort of get it, like to get it in there.
Yeah, I'm sure there are other ways to do it. You don't have to mention like a partner or a boyfriend. That was just the first thing that came to my mind.
I'm just trying to think while you're talking.
I can hear the cogs going around.
How do you tell people? It's very difficult, actually.
No, it's not.
I found it very difficult. Because this week, I had a little friend working with me. He's an imported one.
Right.
And he's come to work with me next, you know, I kind of need an assistant. And I sort of...
I
did. Anyway,
is he making coffee for you?
I've made coffee for him.
Oh, look at you.
I'm a giver. But I am learning to receive.
Good.
But it is nice. And then because he's an imported one. He comes from Italy.
Mm.
So we've had to do a little bit of, you know, everyone, like, because we're doing a trial run.
Right.
We're just trying him out.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous. But we're just trying it out. Just trying it out for now. But everyone's like really happy. But, you know, he can't understand a word of English.
Oh, so he's very not that good.
Yeah, no, he's good at what he does.
Oh, but you can commute.
I know. I'm his conduit.
There you go. That might get a bit heavy going after a while.
I don't mind. We're having a little bit of a chat, and he was telling me about his girlfriend, and, you know, they're talking about the girlfriend, and I was going, you know, and I was saying, just leave her, you know. Because then I had to play the lasagna card.
What do you mean?
Well, then I had to go home.
Is there a lasagna card?
There's a lasagna card.
Should I play that one?
You always, when you meet someone and they're sort of questioning their sexuality.
Oh, you bring out lasagna.
You bring out a tray of lasagna. And you sort of feed them. And he was like, he was hoeing into my pasta forno.
Was he?
He was taking mouthfuls of it. He loved it. He was going, I can't believe you cooked this. And I said, believe it, honey.
So you're saying that that's a good way of actually demonstrating to people at work that you might be a little bit on the other side.
But at one point he was asking me, have I ever been in a relationship? And I said, no. And then I thought, wow, this is kind of like my opportunity. But see, this is where
I love you. Is that what you did?
No. But he did say to me, at one point he said, we were looking, there was this chick walking down the street and she had no undies on. She just had one of those jersey dresses on.
Right.
And there was a slight northerly breeze. So it was pressed up against her guts and her camel toe simultaneously. Do you know that look? It was, and he goes, and he says, I love chichotti. Like, I love...
Chichotti likes...
He likes a bit of chicha. He likes a bit of fat.
That's okay.
And I looked at him and I said, you couldn't have said anything nicer. I actually received a message from my sister.
Your sister? What's she up to?
My sister who's listening in Brisbane.
Yes.
And she's at her man's house.
Right.
Her man, Tom.
Okay.
Tom. And... Anna, she wrote to me and she said, Tom is very surprised of how you sound on radio. He reckons that you sounded very butch when he met you.
Oh, but you camp it up on radio. You must be butch normally.
It is, Tom, it is a persona. It is, what would you call that, an ultra ego?
I don't know if it's an
ultra. I do put it on for radio.
Do you?
Yes. If you met me on a normal day.
You would think you were very straight.
You wouldn't be able to tell the difference. I have a very beige vibe going off.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it the way you...
I turn on women as I walk past them.
So when you remove your earring to handle your mobile phone calls, is that when it happens?
Yes. I don't know. Anyway.
So is that all she was asking?
Apparently Tom wants to try out... He wants to try out lasagna.
Well, what do you mean our lasagna? I can't make it.
No, not yours, mine and my sister's.
Oh, it's just, does your sister do a lasagna card as well?
Actually, my sister...
Is that how she got Tom?
My sister can do a very good slow-cooked sugo.
Actually, Anna, your other sister Louisa, and you are pretty good cooks.
Us, Mazul, yes, well, we, not only are we all creative, I wonder with knitting needles and a clay pot. Oh, look, there's a very late-minute Homer helpline. Can we open up a packet of bandages?
You've got 10 minutes.
Oh, I don't know if we can do it in 10. Next Tuesday, my partner and I notch up 25 years.
That's good.
Wow. Can you please help? Yes, break up. No. Can you please help with any ideas to celebrate? I've left it late, but there must be something that can be done from Robert, one of your older listeners.
Oh, what can they do to celebrate? 25. Is 25 anything? Is it like paper or...
Just hot.
Or silver or something?
Paper.
What's the anniversary of 25
Isn't it like
years?
A ruby or something?
I think it's silver.
Silver?
Yeah.
When do you turn golden? 50.
That's 50. Think silver.
Like a set of tongs.
No, the tray with the
jug. Oh, we don't do trays. We don't do... Do rainbows do trays?
No.
What do apart from cock rings, what do rainbows do?
Silver cock rings. Matching cock rings.
Oh, you are foul.
What about... They're talking about celebrations, though. Not presents.
One thing that's out of the question is diving out of an aerroplane.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You do that when you're 70.
You don't want to do that. What about...
And your teeth pop out.
What about... The zoo.
No.
Why did I say zoo?
Why did you say that?
That's full of beige.
You're about to go down the panda enclosure now, aren't you? Adelaide Zoo.
There is nothing better than a good panda on your anniversary. Pandas disturb me.
Why?
Well, that they just have such delicate genitals.
I don't care about their genitals.
Well, because they're always trying to mate them and they never work.
Why are we even talking about this?
Because it's Rainbow Radio and that's all we talk about. Genitalia. Oh, how about a prize?
Why don't we give the prize to Robert?
The celebration one. Yeah, the Robert. What? Robert, older listener.
Yeah, let's give it to him.
Because this is perfect because it's in Northcote.
Is that perfect?
There's a lot of older people in Northcote. Robert, how would you like to go? How would you like a double pass for you and your partner to go to the Northcote Town Hall to see As You Do on Tuesday, the 19th of January?
Lovely.
You just think of me and Frank when you're there enjoying yourself.
All right, thank you, guys.
Congrats, Robert.
Congratulations, Robert. Love your work.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.